Hi guys, welcome back to the Seriously Not Serious podcast, or welcome if you're new. I'm Julia.
And I'm Gabby.
And today we're going to be talking a little bit more of like a reflection, I guess, about screen time and how much we are on our phones constantly, maybe even like addicted to our phones. But before we do that, as always, let's start with a recap from our weeks. And Gabby, you can start.
Okay. My week was super boring during the week. I just had like the same tiring week that I had last week. So just going to physical therapy, then working out, doing my readings for class, working, and then going to uni. Like that's all I did during the week. And I'm still exhausted. So yay for that. The good thing is that tomorrow is my last day of physical therapy, and then I can go back to sleeping a little bit more.
That's great.
But yeah, so during the week, nothing really happened. I had a test on Friday. That was the only kind of different thing. Everything went okay. And then this weekend, I went to a yoga class, kind of like an event with a friend of mine. And it was a great class. It was a great way to start the weekend. We also like got this like kit. Like they gave us this kit with a bunch of like little things and an eco bag and all that. And it was just like the sweetest thing. So that was fun. Then FYI, yesterday was Saturday, just so you guys know. So yesterday afternoon, I went to get some ice cream with Giovanna because it had been a while since we just like spent time since we spent time together that we like could actually have a conversation. So that was fun. And then I just had like a night in with my parents and just chilled. And that was literally my week and my weekend. I have been doing nothing today and I'm bored out of my mind. So yeah, that's it.
I kind of love that because I have been doing nothing today. Well, I haven't been doing nothing. I slept half the day and then the other half I've been doing things. But like, it's good to have those days once in a while. And also, question, do you think the physiotherapy actually helped or no?
Not really. Like I haven't felt a difference in my knee, but I feel like it's at least like it's good because everything that like the doctor has been like giving me, like the exercises that he's been like making me do and all that, they're super doable at home. So I feel like I'll be like keeping up with them after I end it, like at least once or twice a week. Like I feel like it's helping me, but I haven't been feeling it on my knee because we've been focusing a lot on like other parts of my like lower body that will affect it. So I haven't been feeling it, but it's nice to know like those things, and I'll keep applying them and hopefully I'll feel a difference eventually.
Yeah, I don't think it's like it's gonna fix itself in 2 weeks. Like,
Yeah.
need time to
Yes.
See the results. Okay. So for my week, this week I've been trying to get back into the gym. It was really like the first actual time after my trip that I was like, okay, let's get back. So been liking that. It's like it's always exciting when you go back, so it's been fun.
Yeah.
And then I've been trying to like organize my meals better because before spring break, something that was stressing me out a lot was like having to cook every single night when I come home. Like, because I come home hungry already. I don't want to have to spend like half an hour to an hour cooking and then cleaning. So that like was stressing me out a lot. So this week I'm going to try something different and I like prepped all my meals in advance so I don't have to do anything when I get home. I just eat.
Love that.
So we'll see how that works. But yeah. And then I hadn't talked about this here, but I got a new internship. So, and for that,
Yay.
I'm really excited. It's going to be a summer internship. So I'm gonna have to start training like in a week. So this next week is essentially my last week at my old job, which I can't say I'm really sad about because I feel like I learned everything I could learn at that job. So I'm like happy to not be there anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really excited. This week I had to like figure out a bunch of things, including like because I have to go, not I have to go home, but I'm going home for summer, at least for like now I know for a fact I'm going home for like a month. So I needed to like figure out when I can go because it's technically an in-person internship and my boss was very kind to let me go home. So I had to like figure everything out, but I'm really excited and I feel like it's gonna be a great internship. Even if like it's not like it's obviously not gonna be like my last job, but it's like the first job that I'm actually like in my field doing what I want to do. So I'm excited to see if I actually like it, if it's actually like something that I'm gonna want to do for the rest of my life. So
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
And
And oh, sorry, go.
what do you have, like, what will you be doing on that internship?
So it's a marketing graphic design internship, and it's for all university events. So I'm gonna be doing like the marketing and graphic design for university events.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm like a little bit of imposter syndrome comes to mind because it's not like it's a team of us. It's literally just me. So it's like I'm responsible for all the marketing and graphic design. So it's like a little bit scary, but I'm really excited for it. I think it's going to be a great learning experience and they
For
pay a lot
sure.
better than my current job. So that's also a bonus.
That's a plus. Yes.
Yeah, love that.
Love that.
And then this weekend, it's been like a really fun weekend. I've just spent the whole weekend with my friend. And yesterday, we decided to like make this whole complete lunch. So we made rice, beans, farofa, which is a Brazilian thing, and then like the meat. And we try to do, aka me, because I was in charge of it, French fries with like the actual oil. It did not work. It turned out terrible. Like the fries just like shrinked. They're not crunchy at all. It was stressing me out, but like, yeah, it was a lot of fun. But it literally took us 4 hours to make everything.
Oh my
Because it's like, it's
God.
a small kitchen and we had to like prep everything and then cook everything. We had lunch at 5 p.m. So,
Jesus.
and then, it was like a big group of us, so everyone just like stayed at our apartment for like the whole day, and then we had dinner again together like 1 a.m. But it was a lot of fun just hanging out with them. And then yeah, that's literally all I did when my weekend was hang out and do nothing. So love that.
Love that. Okay, moving on to what I'm grateful for this week. I'm grateful for my parents because I've just been spending a lot of time with them lately. And yeah, they're the best.
Love that. I miss them. And then for my gratitude, it's actually my summer internship, but it's also like the fact that like I'm grateful for myself for like getting it because I really was
For
doubting that I was
sure.
gonna get it. So I'm really grateful that I got it. And now I technically, not technically, I do actually have two different summer internships that I'm gonna be doing at the same time. So yeah. I'm just excited. I think it's going to be a good time.
Yes, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Okay, guys, let's get into the actual episode. But before we do any of that, as always, don't forget to follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. Leave us a written review if you haven't already. And yeah, let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Okay, so since we're talking about screen time and being on your phones a lot, I feel like I should start by saying that I am literally, I feel like I am actually addicted to TikTok
Same.
and it's
Oh.
a problem, but because it's like, it's passive. It's not even like, oh, this is like my TikTok time now. No, it's like passive while I do other things because I feel like I just need something to listen to. And like most times I don't actually want to listen to like a podcast or something. I just want noise in the background. So I will be doing my homework and watching TikTok at the same time, which is like crazy to me. Like that's concerning. So I just wanted to put that out there just to clarify that we're not like perfect people trying to tell you that you're bad because you have a like a high
Oh
screen.
no.
No.
This is coming from like the same side as whoever is listening. Like we're both addicted
Yeah.
and it's a problem and it sucks. But yeah, same. I feel like this past, honestly, like this year, I've been insanely addicted. And lately, like specifically, it has been like getting in the way a lot. Like up until like the middle of, yeah, literally in the middle, like Wednesday last week, I was watching One Tree Hill, and that literally consumed my life. Like, I've never been more addicted to my phone ever. Like, all I did
You
was
finished it
watch.
then?
Yeah.
Damn, I feel like you just started watching.
I know. Honestly, like, everything I did, like the tiniest amount of spare time I had, I would be watching it, and I would like, okay, like organize my room or whatever it is while watching it, and that's okay. Like that's something that we
Yeah.
like to do, whatever. But like I've just been so like caught up in watching it that like I've been, first of all, postponing like the priorities that I had, like things that I actually had to do, and also my ability to concentrate went out the window. Like,
Yeah.
literally during class, I couldn't focus in anything. Like, literally, I would like probably pay attention to my teachers for like 5 minutes, and then I would just like want to like go on my phone. And like, that was bothering me so much. I skipped a few readings because I just wasn't feeling it. And okay, like, you're not gonna feel it, but you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
And I just wouldn't do it at all. So that bothered me so much. And now that I finished it, like I intend on getting back to a certain balance. But at the same time, now that I don't have like this commitment to watching a show, I'm back to going on like Instagram and not back on TikTok, but like during the weekend, I've allowed myself to go back to it. And I've just been like the past 2 to 3 days, I've just been scrolling nonstop. Literally, that's all I do.
Same. Yeah. And that
And
doesn't
it's
feel good. It like
no, it
it
feels
gets to a point you're
awful.
like, I have to stop. Like it just doesn't feel good. And it's like you want to stop, but like at the same time
You
you don't want to
can't.
stop and you can't stop. It's really like frustrating, especially because like even you said during class, I have this tendency to like check my phone. I won't like fully go on my phone, but I'll be like, did anyone text me? That like I have notifications, I have this, I have that. So I'll like put my phone like face down on the table, and then every like 3 minutes I'm like turning it to see if anything popped up, and then I'll turn it back. And it's really, really annoying. And I hate that. And also, I don't feel like it's just me, because I see people like online shopping or like doing other things during class literally every day of my life. It's really like normalized, but it's definitely not good for you. So I had this one class where my professor, like, you have to take handwritten notes and you can't have your phone out. So I like considered that one class my like detox time every week, because it's like an hour and 15 minute class. So I'm like, okay, time to detox. And it always feels so good after that class, and it feels even better like when I can actually go on my phone after not going, like not checking it for a while. It feels so
Yes.
much better. So much better.
Exactly. I really want to like go back to the beginning of the year where I had like this perfect balance of like doing other more meaningful things and actually going on my phone. So I was reading a lot and
Yeah.
I was like
Really,
focused on
Yeah, reading actually really, really helps because
Yeah.
when you get really into a book, you're gonna want to read the book instead of be on TikTok, you know?
Exactly. And like I was focused on like studying and learning new things and all that. So then I had like a limited amount of time to go on my phone, and it was way more like rewarding and all that. I just need to like find a way to want to go back to that setting, because now, like at this second, when I think about reading, I'm not feeling it. So yeah, I need to like figure out a way to go back to it. But like, yes, it's so annoying to just have this necessity to keep scrolling and checking your phone. While we were talking about this, I've just realized that like at least like today, which I've been solely scrolling through my phone, like I've done nothing else, I've already noticed that I'm feeling a little bit anxious. And like it, I haven't felt anxiety in a while, and like now I'm kind of feeling it right now. So that like I'm instantly connecting to like scrolling on my phone, because that's like the new addition of the past few days.
I feel
And
like
literally,
also, oh, sorry, go.
no, go ahead, go ahead.
What I was going to say is that I feel like part of the reason why we feel anxious is because there's always like, it's so much information and it's so many different videos, and it's all these people that have perfect lives and that you're comparing yourself to. And you're like, oh, they're ahead. Oh, they're doing this already. Damn, I'm behind. I feel shitty about myself. I should be doing better. And then you get anxious because you want to do better because you think everyone else is better than you. But at the same time, you're in bed scrolling and you're like, I have to do better, but you're not doing anything. So it's very like, it gives you anxiety and it gives you like this like comparison mindset that none of us want literally
For
ever.
sure.
So yeah, it really, I have noticed a lot of that too, especially like during the week. I feel like during the weekends I don't tend to go on my phone as much because I'm like hanging out with my friends or hanging out with my boyfriend or sleeping or watching a movie. But like literally the only, not the only reason, but the majority of the time whenever I go on my phone, it's because I'm bored at work or I have nothing else to do. When in reality, I could be doing so many other things that are better than me, better than me, better for me. And I really noticed that because I'm not gonna like full out like whip out a movie at work on my iPad. Like I'm not gonna do that, but I'm gonna go on my phone when I don't have anything to do. Like that's normal. But like I'm not gonna watch a movie or read a book, you know? 'Cause I don't know. I feel like I'm not gonna do that. So I go on my phone and it feels horrible. I hate it.
Honestly, literally just before we started recording, I was seeing a post on Instagram about like, oh, I forgot the name of it, but it's kind of like short time scrolling and how we're addicted to it, and how like we, oh, and how like because of that, we like we're fucking with our attention span and like
Oh, yeah.
our brains. And I was like, I resonated so much with it, and then that also gave me kind of anxiety, because I completely agree. Like now that we have like those 60 seconds like to like 2 minute videos that we watch, and we also have like the features of like speeding through the videos or whatever,
I cannot watch a TikTok like a story time without speeding through it. I can't.
with same,
I
and
can't.
whenever like we have to watch something like longer, we can't. So like for example, lots of times we can't watch a movie without like picking up our phones at some point to check something, or we need to read something for class, for example, we
God
can't
forbid,
focus.
like, yeah.
And I just felt so seen through that post, and I also got so worried, but that's so true. Like we this like these tiny videos and tiny like fast content, they give us like the instant gratification, the dopamine, and then we constantly just want more, and we don't want to work for it. And then it fucks with our brain. Like literally, that is so concerning.
And I feel like it's better for us to like sit and watch like a movie or a YouTube video because you're actually like it's content. It's like a half an hour video. Like it's still like it's probably not the best thing for you, but it's
No,
better
but
than
I get what you're
TikTok.
saying. Like, even though, like, in a way, like, you're on your phone, it's something that you have to like focus your attention on. Like, it's something that it's not you're pausing or like going through and passing through it. You just have to stop and watch it.
Literally today, when I was meal prepping, before that, I was on TikTok. So I just went into the kitchen with TikTok on my hand still. So I put it down and I start doing something, and then the same video keeps like looping around, and I let it loop around for like 5 minutes, and it's the
Same.
same video over and over again. I was like, okay, let me put on like a YouTube video because this isn't working. Like, it's
Same.
too
When I
much.
go to, for example, like before bed, I go to like wash my face and whatever, and I'm watching a TikTok, and then it just keeps like replaying. Oh my God. What is the matter?
It's really annoying, and like it gets to a point that it's not even like the video that's annoying, it's the fact that you let it go on for so long that's like, bro, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, turn it off.
Yes.
Yeah,
Oh my
it's
God.
really like
Yes, yes,
it's
yes.
kind of concerning, and also the fact that I can't go to the bathroom without my phone. Like, even to pee for like 2 seconds, I'm on TikTok. That's two
Same.
TikTok videos. And even like, it's concerning. Like, if I'm in any type of line, I will be on Instagram or TikTok. I don't really, so mostly Instagram. Cause I feel
Yeah,
like,
for me too.
I don't know, I don't like to be on TikTok like in public. I don't know. It kind of is embarrassing to me. So I just like, I'll be on Instagram. But like, I'm like scrolling on in line, and there's nothing to see, and I'm still scrolling.
Yeah,
Like, there's nothing I want to see, you know?
for sure. My problem lately has 100% been Instagram. Like, disregarding this entire time that I've been living for One Tree Hill, like whenever I have to do something for like what I want to like scroll through social media, I go to Instagram. I have not been going on TikTok. Like every time I check, and I have literally always 2 weeks or more of like intervals between like the times that I go into TikTok. So like the last time that I was on TikTok before yesterday was like 2 weeks and a half ago. So like
Oh, I could never. I go on it every single day.
when I get
Every
into it, I spent literally like yesterday I spent like 4 hours on it, but like because during the week like I have like so many things going on, I end up not going it in it, and then I just prefer to like go into other things. And then yeah, so that's why I haven't been going on TikTok. But when I do, like that's all I do.
Yeah.
But Instagram, like my God, I just keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And even when the content is not exciting anymore, like I don't like what I see, I keep going.
Yeah, I have like maybe like 10, 15 people that I actually keep up with, and that I'm like, okay, I actually want to see what this person's up to, and then it's like nothing. And I don't want to see what other people are posting, and I keep scrolling, and it's really like it's kind of frustrating.
Yeah, for sure.
And also, something I've been doing lately that I used to like preach about that I never did. I was actually really proud of myself for not doing it because it's actually really good for yourself. Is going on my phone first thing in the morning. I wake up, I'm on my phone, and it's like at the same time that like it obviously is really bad for you, I've been using it as kind of like a mechanism to wake up. Because if I just like turn my alarm off, I will close my eyes and go back to sleep. So that bright light in the morning, it like kind of wakes me up. So I force myself to like keep my eyes open for like 3 minutes, and then I wake up and I like go and do my stuff. But it's really bad, like really bad. Yeah, I hate that. Even this week, I literally, before we started this episode, sorry, I just checked my screen time and it was like 8 hours. Like, that's not the worst it's ever been. I've had like 15 hours a day, which is really concerning, but like 8 hours, that's like a
Let
third
me
of your
check
day. Literally a
yesterday.
third of your day. that you could have been doing. Like, because imagine that you slept for 8 hours and then you've spent another 8 hours on your phone. That's 16 hours of your day that you just wasted doing nothing. And sleep, you have to sleep. You don't have to be on your phone, you know?
See, like my average is not high. Like my daily average for the past week was 5 hours, but I feel like yesterday specifically, for example, like the weekend, bro, it's gonna be a lot. Like a lot of time. Like
You can see
at
like
least,
each day separately.
yeah, I'm trying to, but okay, now. Okay, yeah, yesterday I was on for like 7 hours and 8 minutes.
Yeah, can you see how much time you were on TikTok? It shows you like per hour.
Yeah, for sure. Wait, yesterday. Oh, it wasn't that bad actually. 2 hours and 25 minutes.
I feel
I
like, wait,
expected
let
a
me
lot
check
more.
mine. Now I'm like curious to like compare.
But I was like 2 hours and 25 minutes on TikTok, and then 2 hours and 8 minutes on Instagram, and an hour on YouTube.
That's not bad. I don't feel like that's bad. Okay, so yeah, is that yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, this wasn't bad at all. I had 4 hours and 40 minutes, and 2 hours of that was on TikTok.
See, we're kind of the same.
Yeah, but then like Monday, I had 3 hours and 25 minutes on TikTok, and I can guarantee most of that was during work when I had nothing to do. Yeah,
Yeah.
so it's not as
Anyways,
bad, but like it's still bad.
it's still bad. Yeah, it
Yeah,
makes a difference.
it does make a difference, and it makes a difference in your mood and like your
100%.
disposition, because when I'm on my phone like all morning, so I work from 9:30 to 2:30 Mondays and Friday, or Wednesdays, excuse me. And really at my job, I don't really have to do a lot. I just have to sit there in case anyone comes in with questions. But I do have things to do, so I will do like my work related things first, and then I'll do homework. And then there's usually like 2 to 3 hours that I don't have anything to do. So I'm gonna be on TikTok for those 2 to 3 hours, and then immediately after that I have class. And like it's crazy how much my mood is like so bad when I like get up to go to class, because I've been scrolling all morning. Don't recommend. Definitely is not good.
Yeah, and totally like what you said about like disposition and energy and just feeling like
I feel like it
motivated for
literally
the
sucks
day.
out all my energy.
Dude, literally me right now, I feel like I could hibernate, honestly. And for the first time during the past 2 weeks, this night I slept for 10 hours. So it's not from a lack of sleep. Like I just feel 100% like drained.
Yes. Yesterday I went to bed at like, I want to say 2, and woke up at 12. And then this night I went to bed at like 3 and woke up at 1. So I slept for like 10 hours both days, and I'm still tired. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is
Yeah.
crazy.
So
I've
this, oh, sorry. Go.
No, I was just gonna say, like, I feel like this was a great vent out session. We were both
Yeah.
needing to like see that, first of all, we have a problem.
It's
Second of all, that like
not just
it's
you or
not,
me,
yeah,
it's like
exactly.
everyone.
Like, it's nice to have someone else that like you can identify with.
Yeah, and this is all to say that, like, don't feel bad if you're also in the same situation as us, but obviously don't just like neglect it and be like, oh, this isn't a problem, because it is. So yeah, we are definitely always trying to like take steps to make it better, but again, we're not perfect, so a lot of times it doesn't work. But yeah, it's a work in progress, and it's a process, and one day we will all get there, hopefully.
Amen.
Okay, guys, I feel like this is a good point to end today's episode, so we're gonna leave it at that. Before you go, don't forget to follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. Give us a written review if you haven't already. Also, go follow us on our socials at seriouslynotserious.podcast on Instagram and at seriouslynot Serious Pod on TikTok. And we will be back next week with a brand new episode. Bye.